Israel's Supreme Court has temporarily blocked the expulsion of relatives of Palestinian terror suspects from the West Bank to the Gaza Strip. The court ordered the army to show why the deportation should take place. Israeli human rights groups say expelling the suspects would be a violation of international law. NPR's Linda Gradstein has the story.
The three Palestinians slated for deportation today filed a last-minute appeal with the Israeli Supreme Court after an Israeli military court rejected their appeal. Justice Dalia Dorner ordered the expulsions put on hold for at least 15 days and ordered the army to show why the expulsions are necessary. Israeli officials say that all three Palestinians not only knew their relatives were planning attacks on Israelis, but helped them with food, shelter, and in one case even sewed the explosives belt that the suicide bomber wore. Israel's Attorney General Eliakim Rubinstein last month said that while widespread deportations of relatives of Palestinians was not acceptable, in cases where the relatives played a direct role in terror attacks, there was no legal problem. Danny Sheck, a spokesman for the Israeli Foreign Ministry, says Israel will abide by the court decision.
The government is quite convinced that there is a solid argument in favor of this measure as a deterrent, one of many unusual measures that have to be taken in a very, very unusual situation.
But Dan Yakir of the Association for Civil Rights in Israel, one of the two groups that appealed to the Supreme Court, says deportations are illegal under any circumstances.
Deportations are absolutely prohibited by international law, and we view this act as both illegal and immoral and ineffective.
Israeli military sources say they're confident the deportations will eventually go through. Last week, the Supreme Court ruled in favor of the army on another issue, saying it does not have to give the families of suicide bombers prior warning that their homes will be demolished. Prior warning would enable the families to appeal to the Supreme Court. But the court accepted the army's argument that Palestinians could then booby-trap the homes and endanger Israeli soldiers. Yakir says the Supreme Court has tended to be more sympathetic toward the security concerns of the Israeli army than to the human rights of the Palestinians.
In recent months, the Supreme Court has dismissed all the petitions we filed against actions of the Israeli army severely infringing upon basic human rights of Palestinians in the occupied territories.
Israeli officials say the house demolitions and the planned deportations are part of a new policy of punishing families of Palestinian attackers to deter future suicide bombers. Israel's defense minister today said family members have recently prevented at least 5 suicide attacks. In one case, a father shot his son in the foot to stop him from carrying out an attack. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.